I was interviewing Mr. Trevor Alcock on 27th of January 2016. Your dad was Thomas and your mum was Selina, weren't they?
That's right, yeah. Thomas and Selina.
Were they local?
My dad was. My mother, at the time, I believed, lived at Underwood because her first husband got killed down Brinsley Pit.
Oh.
And she was born at New Eastwood.
Yeah. What did your dad do for a living? Reminer?
He was miner. Miner.
You didn't follow him?
Well, I followed him first off.
Oh, well, we'll get to that anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, I went straight down pit from school, yeah.
Yeah. Any early memories before you went to
school? How far back do you want to go?
Well, between when you were born and when you started school, is the old...
Curiously enough, I can remember my first day at school.
Hmm.
I can, yeah. At top of hill here.
What, opposite?
Opposite what used to be factory, the C of E school, yeah, in 1946, that would be, wouldn't it? That'd be five, aye.
What made you remember it? Is it the old cropped up, or...?
My earliest memory at school, what were her name, Mrs. Footit, teacher then, and Mrs. Coates. I can remember them, and I can always remember again when they say, right, children, we're drawing today, and that paper this way up, and I used to look at me drawing paper, and I thought, well, what's different? Not the, see, you know what I mean? I always used to draw that way anyway. I can't remember why as a kid, I always looked at it, and thought, well, what difference is the size like? Because you had that recycled paper, didn't you? My other earliest recollection of school is seeing my first jet aircraft. And we didn't know what they were. There was three. And they came, there was three flying together. They like came over Underwood and came right on us, and we hadn't a clue what they were.
Well, a bit frightening for you then?
No, we weren't frightened. We weren't frightened because we knew then the war had finished.
Yeah.
We knew the war had finished and that sort of thing. And it was just, that's just something that sticks out to my mind.
Yeah.
For that particular day at school.
Was anybody in your family involved in war at all?
Not the Second World War. Well, yes. Funnily enough, my dad's sister, her husband, his name was Joseph Flint, and he lived in this house.
Hmm.
And he was on, he went down pit, and he was on reserve, and they called him out, and they put him on HMS Barham. And of course, every time you see a ship exploding on war films, it's the Barham. It rolls onto its side.
Oh, I've seen that.
And then it blows up.
Mm.
And he was on that.
Oh,
and unfortunately, he went down with it.
Yeah.
But you see, they brought Bevin lads into pit and took my Uncle Joe out of the pit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean, now weren't we a lot of Bevin lads down pit?
A bit unusual, that, wasn't it, to take him out of pit?
Yeah.
When,
well, you could see that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, a lot of Bevin lads around me, mainly Cockneys. A lot of them were Cockneys, you know.
Yeah.
Bevin lads.
What were they, anyway?
Bevin lads. A lot of them, you were called into active service, and you either went in RAP, one of services, or you got sent down pit. Isn't that right?
Yeah, there were 1,000 on a Monday.
Well, yeah, you got your conscientious objectors. They finished up down pit, didn't they?
Yeah.
Well, they liked it, and a lot of them stuck it out.
Well, you liked your first school?
Pardon?
You liked school?
I hated school from day one.
Why is that?
Teachers used to have the pets, and I wanted a pet. The only subject I was any good at was history, that sort of thing.
Mm.
Yeah, I was always a bit of an history buff at school. That's one of the things I used to chase up. But I always say I got O levels in maths, O levels in English, and O levels in scripture, which is none out of ten, no out of ten, no out of ten.
Yeah.
No, I hate the school. Teachers have the pets and I want a pet.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I've got two sisters, well, a half-sister and a sister. The half-sister, she died, and my other sister, she's not too good at all.
Was that half-sister from your mum's first marriage?
Yeah, from first marriage, yeah. I think she lived with about 89, something like that. I've no idea, I can't remember.
Yeah.
Did he get on very well?
No.
No, not very well, no.
Did family, church or chapel people in them days?
My mother was deeply religious.
Mm.
She was the organist to chapel. She was the organist at the original silent movies at Kimberley.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
She breathed a lot of smoke in then. I mean, I've talked to a lady whose dad worked pianist at Jacksdale, and she says, you said you couldn't see it screen for pipe smoke, you know, and it didn't look any good.
My mother never smoked a cigarette in her life.
No.
No, my dad did a lot, you know, but, yeah, she, very religious.
Did she play piano at home?
Did what? Piano at home?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we had a piano.
I mean, she played the...
Oh, I'd come home from work, school, many times, she'd be in what we call parlour in them days, front room.
Yeah.
And she'd be tonking away on piano, always.
Any of you were brothers and sisters in...
No, she got me on piano at about the age of 9 or 10. And the day I left school, I said, never again.
Mm.
And I have not seriously played a piano since.
You were smiling, think you've hardly got it to your hand, didn't
you? I could still read music, and I could still play a few tunes on it, but I just hated it. I did hate piano lessons.
Yeah, did your mum make you go to chapel, or...?
Me? I must be one of the few people, laugh as you may, that got barred from chapel.
Oh, misbehaving.
Well, funnily enough, it wasn't me, and it was a bloke called Rex Palmer. He used to sit at chapel at back at Chopper Hill here, and... They like segregated you in ages, like, and I was like on front row. I'd only be about 10 or 11. And all at once, he pulled my ear, led me to end at pew, out through the door, and said, don't come back. To this day, I don't know why that was.
Mm.
So when I got home, I told my mum, I says, I've been thrown out of chapel. And I got a good hiding for that. And I never went back to chapel again.
Yeah.
No, no. To this day, I don't know why. I think it was somebody behind me. No idea.
Yeah.
But I did. I got thrown out of chapel.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Could family afford any holidays in them days?
We used to go to Yarmouth. We always went to Yarmouth, me and my mum. 21 North Deans Road.
Hmm.
That was it. My dad never went.
Didn't he?
No, just me and my mum.
Oh, why wouldn't he go?
He wouldn't take time off work, my dad wouldn't.
Wouldn't he?
No, even during fortnight's holidays he went to work.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Had your dad got any hobbies, really?
Gardening.
Yeah.
Very keen gardener, old man. Had a perfect garden.
Hmm.
And that garden now is all covered in tarmac.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's just up corner down the road here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of that now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I used to be a keen gardener, but I can't do it now.
No. Do you have regular pals when you're...
What? From school? I still see a lot of my mates from school. You bump into them now and again, but sadly, a lot of them's gone.
Yeah.
A lot of them gone.
Yeah.
I see one or two lads that I served in Territorial Army with. I still keep in touch with them. I've made more recent pals round here, you know, that sort of thing, but some's gone. One even lives in Australia. That was the guy I was telling you about, John Ward.
Mm.
One lives in Canada, another one's gone to America, but I'm still stuck in Selston.
Yeah. You're at home, bed.
Yeah. Selston used to be a fantastic place to live when you had the pit at the back here.
Mm.
And I can remember going in the canteen and having a dinner and a pudding for about threepence.
Mm.
Even if it were that, I think it was cheaper than that. I think it was about twopence.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the canteen. I used to come home from school. My mum used to give me twopence because she worked at the factory. My dad would have picked.
Mm.
And she used to give me twopence, not every day. Mm. And go and have a dinner in the pit canteen.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Did you get marvellous dinners.
You ever go to cinema with your mum once you were playing?
Well, I mean, by the time then there were no, my mum, I could never remember my mum going to the pictures, cinema. Never.
Mm.
My dad took me once to Jacksdale Picture Palace. That's it.
Mm.
And I'm not a serious cinema goer now.
Are you?
No. Don't bother.
Oh.
Don't bother with.
Yeah.
No.
What sort of games did you play when you were...
Kids. Well, don't forget, television didn't come around here till about 1954, 55. So it was usually Jack Shinerlite, Dinner Lakey, Heidi Bosey, you know, that sort of thing.
No pranks.
That were it, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, cowboys and Indians.
Yeah.
But as kids in the summertime, and you said it yourself, we used to get a rope, down fields, down dumbbells, playing, swinging and making a swing on trees. And
yeah, none of that now.
No. They wouldn't know how to do it, would they?
It's all iPads.
Well, it's all on computers nowadays.
Yeah.
Oh, blimey, snobs.
Yeah.
Marbles. I bet they wouldn't know what snobs are nowadays, would they?
No, I've got a set, funnily enough.
I had a set.
I tried to show my lad when he was young, but
they don't know what they want to know, do they?
Yeah,
hey, can you remember it?
Yeah, of course.
Throw them up and catch them.
Hey?
Yeah, and then you get attached to them.
Hey? Jump them up. Hey?
Yeah.
I can still play it.
No, you never see anybody skipping, really, do you?
I used to beat everybody on there with marbles.
Well, we used to play on corner here, we did, just on here. The only other thing we had, we used to make our own bow and arrows.
Mm.
Throwing arrows, we used to make throwing arrows as well. That sort of thing. But I can remember one year, a load of us, we got a piece of tubing, flattened the end of this tubing, right? And we drilled a hole in this tubing. And we got a firework and emptied it down this tube. And then we got the fuse off the firework on a piece of wire and we shoved it in ground, this tube, and we got to and lit it, and it eventually lit the powder and there were ball bearing in it. We pushed the ball bearing down it. And we're on the field across the road there. And we're banging away with these here ball bearing. Next thing, the farmer come down waving his bloody walking stick at us. I've got poultry running all over the place. I've got holes in me green ass. What are you playing at? And my dad run off.
Yeah.
We made his own cannon.
Yeah, well, yeah, you had to make everything your own.
Well, I mean, children's programme, I think, if I remember rightly, come on at 12 o'clock till 1 o'clock, lunchbox, was it?
Oh, I can't remember.
Oh, and then it come on at 4 o'clock.
That was Noel Gordon, lunchbox, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Lunchbox, yeah, well, her name.
Noel Gordon.
That's it. He went to organ, his name was Farnell Allen, wasn't it, or something like that. And then he come on again about 4 o'clock till 5 o'clock, which was children's television. Then he come on at 7 o'clock till 10 o'clock, and that'd be a lot.
That right.
Yeah. I remember all that, but... Yeah, you know, I mean, as kids we used to Jack Hill Pitch Palace. Benny Matney. Well, it's Benny Tums.
Exactly, yeah.
And that rate. Right. Benny Matney, I think it was Benny Tums at Matney. Can you remember who?
Can't remember.
No, I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's... I suppose I had a happy childhood in that respect. And without saying too much, my mother was very, very Victorian. And if she said jump, I had to ask how high. Because if I didn't do what I was told, I got no tea. I got no sweets. You only had sweets on a Sunday. You only had pop on a Sunday. The rest of what you got now. Did you? No.
No.
And,
you're lucky to get
a my outlook on life changed a lot when I joined Army Cadets. I mean, I had a paper around as well.
What age were you then?
The Army Cadets, where Tesco is now at Alfred.
Yeah. What age would you be, Trev?
Then you could join Army Cadets at 13. Yeah.
Had you gone to secondary school then?
I was up at Matthew Holland, yeah.
Yeah, do you like that?
What, Matthew Holland? Hated it.
Did you?
Yeah.
You didn't like school at all?
I hated school. Hated school.
You must have been good at something you were interested in.
Me? Mechanically wise, yeah. Inventing things, yeah. But all I would do at that age was go in the army. Don't ask me why I did.
You're sporty.
But football. I love football and cricket.
You play for anybody at all?
I'm not very good at it.
No.
I only got a right foot, left foot for standing on. I'm good at bowling, but I'm not good at batting. Yeah, I never made school team. No, I wasn't that good. Not that good.
What made you join cadets then? Were you interested?
Well, it was adventure. A mate of mine was already in cadets, and he lived in the house I live in now, and he was a year older than me. And they said, oh, we go to Scotland, we go to Wales. I mean, I'd never been no further than Skegness and Yarmouth.
Mm.
And joint army cadets, oh yeah. And I joined army cadets, and yet to go on a... Well, you didn't have to go if you wanted to. You went with all the army cadets in Derbyshire to a camp, which was most of the time an old wartime World War II army camp.
Mm.
And the first one I went to was at Ollerton.
Mm.
And it was Ollerton Proteus camp. And they, you're like, well, you was regimented in them days. You had to do as you're told. You had to salute the officers, and you had to be up at seven and stand at parade before breakfast. Yeah, it did me good. And I went to quite a lot of camps all over England. Mm. And there was all old World War II camps. And I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Mm.
I did. I can remember now, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
How many weeks did you do that a year?
Pardon?
How many weeks a year did you do that?
You could go... Well, it mattered that you could volunteer.
Mm.
Yeah, because, I mean, you still... It was, don't forget, it was only 12 or 13 years after World War II had finished.
Mm.
So it was still fresh in everybody's memories, and the officers in charge of it were World War II veterans.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it put a sense of discipline into you, in my opinion. It also led you to be a little bit independent.
Mm.
Hygienic and all that sort of thing. Because if I could get out there in a bath on a Friday night, I would do.
Yeah.
You know. Because you only had a bath on a Friday, Tara.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah. I mean... That was the first time. I'd seen showers on American television, American films down at cinema, but I'd never seen a shower in my life until I joined army cadets.
Mm.
And you just loved it in the shower, didn't you?
Mm.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
And it all sticks out, and that's where I first learned that there was good with a rifle.
That 303, old 303.
Well, we started off with 22s. It was a 22 shotgun. And... at 25 yards, I just took the bull out at 25 yards every time. And we graduated onto the 303. You had to be a little bit bigger than what I was at the time. And I think about 15 or 16 at the time. And the Rangers were at Belper. And we went on the Rangers at Belper. And another range was up near Ashbourne, a place called Thor Cloud. I think that's what it was called, I'm not sure. Rangers up there. And... it was while I was up there in the army cadets that an officer came up to me and says, why don't you join the local territorial army unit and get paid for it? I said, I can't, I'm only 16. When you're 17, I told him, he says, well, when you're 17, get in the office and come and join the carriers. Because we used to go out on exercises with the territorial army because we were both at side of each other. You got the drill all at Elfrin and you got the army cadets.
Mm,
and we used to go out on exercises and troop training with them.
Yeah.
Anyway, when I was 17, I joined the territorial army.
Did you start work at all when you left school?
I left school, I think it was the Thursday.
What were you, 15?
Like 3 or 4 days before Christmas.
What were you, 15?
15, yeah. I went down to Benton Pit on the Friday, and I started at Benton Pit on the Monday Tuesday.
You didn't?
Yeah, you had Christmas Day and Boxing Day off, and you were back at work again straight away. I remember that.
What were you doing down Pit?
Well, when I first went to Pit, I was working what you call Pit Bottom, what we used to call dogging on. I rang in tubs together. And then when they went round corner, young dogged them. So they went to chair separate. And then I went ganging down Rose. And I did like ganging. You had a pony. Two or three ponies. Ganging. And then when I was 18, I went to Coalface.
Mm.
I went on what you call training face. And while I was on training face...
Was that all at Bentinck?
That was all at Bentinck, yeah. And one of the lads got killed in a roof fall, and I come straight out of Pit.
Mm.
I come out of Pit. I had various jobs. Various jobs. And didn't like it at all. I passed my driving test. I thought, do this, and I went...
Did you get lumbered for National Service?
I didn't do National Service. No. I missed it. I missed it by about 18 months, National Service. It wouldn't have bothered me if I had to do
well,
it.
Well, yeah, yeah.
It wouldn't have bothered me.
Yeah.
But you only got paid about 30 bob a week in them days on national service. Yeah. But if you signed on for 3 years, I think you got £3.50.
Yeah.
£3.10 shilling, you know.
And how much time did you used to do with?
Territorials.
Territorials,
as
then.
Much as I could. Because
mm.
in them days, you had your orders pinned up, you had to go Sunday all day and Wednesday nights. And yet, you got 2 parades for Wednesday and you got 4 parades for Sunday.
Is that all at all for it?
Pardon?
All at all for it?
Yes, oh yes, oh yes, yes.
Mm.
But you see, you, when the orders went up, you got courses like mat reading course, gunnery course, tank course, advanced driving course, paratroop, that, the other. And I opted for parachute course at Newark. So we had to go to Newark for a fortnight. And for that fortnight, you got your wages off the War Department and the wages from the Coal Board.
Mm.
So you got 4 weeks' wages
yeah.
for 2 weeks.
Oh.
So we milked it.
Mm.
All of us.
Can't fault you.
did we milk it?
Yeah.
But I never did jump out of the aeroplane.
No.
No, I never got that far.
Would you like to?
I wish I had it done there, yes, just to see what it was like. But it, when I went on gunnery course, that they found out that I could shoot.
Mm.
And nobody could touch me.
Mm.
That's the reason I wear hearing aids now, because I've got tinnitus somewhat rotten. And I can't hear a thing without hearing aids in. But I just got ringing in my ears 24/7, and that's it. That was because I didn't wear ear defenders.
Yeah, could you get them in them days if you wanted them?
I've no idea, unless you stuff cotton wool in. I ain't got a clue.
I can't remember. I were in for a bit, but I've never got a well national service. Well,
you did national service, did you?
No, Royal Engineers.
Oh, you're in engineers.
Oh, welder at Butley.
Oh yeah.
So I got shoved in them, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Waste of time, like, but.
You did 2 years, did you?
Yeah, waste of time.
Did you leave shores? Did you go abroad?
Isle of Wight.
I went to Wales.
Beach landing, it was supposed to be.
And in Wales or Scotland?
that rate, I was stuck in a transit camp at Southampton.
Oh, yeah.
Rested time and just pottering about, you know. And complete waste of time.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, there are no saying, when we went in, you didn't need them, you only feed them.
Yeah.
That was the old saying, I think, you know, at the time. Yeah. But I knew a lot of National Service lads. I mean, when they look back on it, they say, yeah, it was a good time, but at the time they didn't think so.
No. No, I enjoyed it, but I just got married at 20, because I was deferred till I was 21.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing my apprenticeship at Buckley.
Yeah.
And I got married just before I went in.
Yeah.
So to me, you know.
Oh, no, I miss National Service. It wouldn't have bothered me if I had to go.
Do you do many manoeuvres with territorials?
Loads. Loads and loads and loads. In every corner of England and once abroad. But the one abroad, sick me, made me ill. I didn't like it at all.
Mm.
And that was Aidan. And they were popping our lads off left, right and centre, you know.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. So, today's troubles are not new.
No.
We had them back in 59.
Mm. Yeah.
So, yeah, we, a lot of them, I can remember a lot of them.
But family were a bit worried when you were over here then, was he?
My dad was.
Yeah.
I didn't have to go. Unlike territorials today that can be sent to Afghan and all that places, in them days, they asked you if you wanted to go. And if you said no, you didn't.
Yeah.
Because you had to do what you call 2 weeks annual camp a year.
Mm.
And you had to do that. And I think you got £20 bonus in them days. I think it went up to 50 eventually.
Mm.
You know, for that fortnight.
Mm.
And you got paid for pitters same time.
Yeah.
So it were a good earner.
You'd be rolling in it then, Trev.
I was running around in a 1953 Rover.
Ah.
It cost me £200.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have any other interests besides army? Had you got time?
In them days, not really, no. You know, I went even a beer drinker in them days. You know, that was it. I can't recall having any other hobbies. Not really. I mean, once you got to about 21, 22, you got into lager and ladies, didn't you? You know what I mean? But there were no lager in them days.
Yeah.
There were no lager, only mild and bitter. And then a pale ale and a bottle of Mikkelsen if you're lucky. Yeah. And that was it.
How about your biking?
Well, I enjoyed biking. I didn't start. I got my motorbike, yeah. I passed my test in a funny fashion, like a motive. I passed my test in a lorry in a funny fashion, but I couldn't drive either time when I got past, but they just get you a driving license whether you wanted one or not, like, you know what I mean? They get you one. I did have a motorbike, but I didn't start racing motorbikes till I was 25, 26.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Where do you race?
Well, I went down what you call grass track first.
Hmm.
Yeah. Sidecar, and I went with a lad from Kirby, and I went to watch a race up at Ripley, actually, in a big grass field it was, and did anybody fancy a chance riding on the back of a sidecar, idiot, he said, well, I'll let you go.
I've seen that, where they lean right over.
Yeah, they hang out, yeah. I went, and I enjoyed it, so I went with him on a regular basis, but
yeah.
I don't think he got that get up and go and that nerve to do it. So the following year I got myself my own bike and I went to the same track up at Ripley and I won every race.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it, I had the bug. Mm-hmm. And it bankrupted me. Bloody hell, it did, honestly, yeah. I used to enjoy motorcycle racing, but I had a quite serious injury up at up Yorkshire somewhere. Can't remember the name now. Driffield. And I finished up in Driffield Hospital. I ran in and out for 3 days.
Mm.
Unconscious, coming around this, that and the other. And serious neck injury. I still can't put my hands behind the back of my neck now, like, you know. So, I didn't call it a day then, and I should have done. But I did enjoy it.
Yeah, that's what you enjoy.
That's what life's about. I mean, once you're in that box and the nail lid on, you know, that's it, you've done.
Oh, yeah,
there's no enjoyment left at all.
No. You used to drive lorries as well.
Pardon?
You used to drive lorries.
I did. I drove every lorry going.
What was that for work?
Well,
somebody.
I was on M1 when it come through in 1966. I left Pitt and went lorry driving in 66, driving AECs. And that was a damn good job. They paid good money on that job. But in 69, I get a lot of dates mixed up now, they brought in that you got to be a class 1, class 2, class 3 driver, and I decided enough's enough. I packed in lorry driving.
Yeah.
In fact, one of the reasons I packed in lorry driving, I got a speeding ticket just outside Birmingham, 48 mile an hour. Cars could do 50, lorries could only do 40, and I got a ticket for 48 mile an hour, and it cost me a bloody week's wages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You won't be very happy.
Whoa, won't be very happy at all. No, didn't like that at all. Yeah. That was on the old A38, if I remember right.
Yeah.
When airport was still at outside Derby, there at Berniston, is it? Where the big car factory is now, that's where airport used to be. East Midlands Airport used to be there, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I can remember them landing there, DC-10s and Douglas, so they were still flying them, that's the thing in them days.
Where did you drive from then, Trev?
I had two or three jobs as a lorry driver, obviously on M1, and then a bloke called Melrose, he was the Justice of the Peace on Alfreton's bench, and he had half a dozen lorries, and I went to work for him.
Mm.
And I can't remember where I went after that. I was working for him when I piped in 1969, and I can't remember where I went. I think I might have gone to Pipe Yard here, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Feel sure I went to Pipe Yard. I can't remember.
Mm.
Yeah, because Pipe Yard employed everybody, good or bad.
Well, yeah.
Didn't they?
Yeah.
And I finished it, went back down Pitt, and I stopped at Pitt after that because I got married, got a young family.
Mm.
And that was it. I stopped it Pitt till the finishes, till she shut it all in 88.
Hmm.
Benting, yeah.
When you start aerial part of...
Well, when I come out to pay it, they come out to pay it with £26,000 in back pocket. And I went and got a job on a building site as a labourer. And I was on there for a year. And there used to be a bloke from Jacksdale called Star Aerials. He used to come and do aerials on site. And he gave me a handful of cards and he says, get me as many aerials as you can. And he said, I'll give you a latch lifter. I said, all right, though. And that was it, I thought. And while I was there, the company went bankrupt.
Mm.
And he said, you're not going to get no wages next week. He said, my advice to you is help yourself. So I helped myself to a few bits and bobs. I'm not saying too much because it might incriminate me. Bit of sand and cement, you know what I mean? Mm. Anyway, I've learnt a bit about the building trade while I was down there building houses. And I was on my roof one day, putting all my ridge tiles back in. And all cars that went by, of course, they all pipped and I'm waving. Then we had them violent storms in 88, can you remember?
Mm.
And it blew every aerial down from Southampton to Skegness.
You make a fortune.
Yeah. And a mate of mine rung me up. He says, have you still got ladders and crawlers, Dad? I says, yeah. He said, got an axle? I said, yeah. He said, well, my aerial pole snapped. He said, come and axle U-bolts off, put two U-bolts in and drop poles. So I went and did it. And he says, how much? I said, give me a tenner. And he gave me a tenner. And three more houses on the street come out and asked me to do the same thing.
Yeah.
So I made 40 quid. And I went back home and the missus says to me, where you been, Dodo? She says, there you are. Set up an aerial business. And that's how I started.
Yeah.
Honestly, straight up, and I ain't got a clue.
So if there was no storm, you wouldn't have done it then?
Yeah,
probably.
No. And yeah. The joke in them days was what you buy kids for Christmas. And they used to say, a cowboy outfit, like an aerials. Of course I was a cowboy.
Yeah.
Honestly, I hadn't got a clue what they were doing.
Well, you must have made a good job, otherwise they wouldn't have used you.
Oh, yes, yes. I did a job for a bloke called Frank Cook down in Jacksdale. You know, Frank, I don't know anybody knows Frank, but I went to his house and he asked me to put a television in kitchen, front room, and two bedrooms. I thought, what do I do now? So I went to a mate that did aerials and he told me what to do. And it took me 3 days to do that job, which today would take me 3 hours if I did it now. But Frank was very, very satisfied. And every time he wanted an aerial doing, he fetched Dad out. And I'm Dad like. And he moved to Mansfield and he fetched me out to put his aerial in at Mansfield. So I must have done a good job over them 3 days.
Yeah.
Oh, aye.
Yeah. We still do it territorials when you...
I finished territorials in 69 when they started disbanding everything, you know. They started closing regiments down and merging regiments. In fact, I just looked at my discharge papers because I've had to go down there for my national insurance number. And I've seen my discharge paper. And it was called the TAVR Armoured Division. And I looked at it, my discharge papers. 2366 3527. I bet you can remember yours, can't you?
2356783.
Yeah, I see. You never forget it, do you?
No. Well, they used to come down to say it backwards and forwards and...
Oh, yeah.
No, you never forget that, do you?
No, never.
No.
I used to carry my paybook round with it so that I could get into ex-serviceman's clubs.
Yeah.
Because there's one at Skegness that they used to use regularly. I used to frequent it, like, but... I mean, I make savings. I'd rather put 50 pence in box anyway, so... Because that's one of the few places that sell mile in Skegness.
Yeah.
Ex-serviceman's club. Yeah. Great, yeah.
Will you meet your wife?
Which one?
Oh, you good man.
Oh.
Well, start with first one.
Start with first.
Unless you don't want to talk about your first
No. She's from Blackwell. And there used to be a calf in Alfred called Davis's Calf. And we all used to meet there on a Saturday. And these two, she came in, we were making this mate with a gorgeous blonde. And so I made a date with this blonde for following Saturday. But a couple of lads who knew me from Army Cadets discredited me, as I say. You know what I mean? So the other one turned up and says, her name was Jean Rogers. And the other one turned up, name was Pauline, she says, she's not coming. So we went to Odeon Cinema, we had a night in the cinema and put her on bus and sent her on, like, you know. Mm. I met her again following Saturday and it developed from there.
Yeah.
But it didn't last long.
So you had a second go then, did you?
Met her through a mutual friend of mine, because we were both motorbike mad in them days, and bike rides, all of it, Shant, you name it, Skegness, Matlow, up in the hills, used to ride all of a pair on some of these motorbikes, we both on top. Finished up getting married. That way, we're seeing. I'm not from marriage, I'm not.
No.
Well, I've been married 40 years.
Your wife got on back at bike with
her. Oh, yeah. She used to get on back at bike regular.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But.
You want one of Matlock Bath lads, were you?
Oh, yeah. You still see my Matlock Bath now. Oh, they still go. Me and my mate still go down there.
There's hundreds some Sundays. Ooh. Saturdays.
Can't shift.
No.
Can't shift.
They're starting to charge them, you know.
I know they have. And they've hit roof. They'll kill it.
Yeah.
They'll kill it.
What do you like to get up to now, other than.
Well, one son runs aerial business, and other son, he drives an eight-wheeler for JC Balls down at the Ambergate. He drives a JC, he's got a high-ab on back.
Yeah.
I don't know what he does, you know what I mean? He enjoys lorry driving, so that's it.
Yeah, yeah. What's your hobbies now?
My hobbies? I love cooking.
Do you?
I do, yeah.
I wouldn't have thought that.
Oh, yes.
You don't look like a cooking man, does he?
Not but you can, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Can.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
Oh, I love cooking.
Yeah.
Did you?
Did you previously, when you were younger?
Not really. I used to wonder. I can remember the first time I tasted curry and I was smitten. I'm not a chilli fan, mind you, but I always wanted to know. And then when Chinese takeaways started popping up around country, I invaded them, you know what I mean? And I used to go to a restaurant down Nottingham on a regular basis every Saturday, and he gave me some recipes, and I still use them recipes to this day.
Mm.
One is chicken and mushroom soup, and you couldn't believe they charge you £3.50 for a chicken and mushroom soup, and it's nothing except an octo cube, salt and pepper, boiled water, bit of chicken and a bit of mushroom, isn't it, Ruth?
Yeah,
and it's delicious, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we like to experiment, don't we? I mean, you don't see spices in that cupboard. You want to see them in that cupboard.
Oh, yeah.
Come on,
everything.
Got them down there and all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Use them.
Yeah.
It comes occasionally and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Experiments with me,
yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic.
You pay for gas and electric, do you?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, he does cooking, you see, as long as
you get some of that to eat.
Yeah, it's very good, yeah.
Yeah,
You'll be surprised. It's so easy.
Yeah.
There's no to it, is there? Well, I say it's easy.
Well, there's no way
you don't bother.
Yeah.
Right, I'm watching for our aunt because I'm living in King's Mill.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm just going to see if they'll have a look, because it's in bits now.
All right. Mm. Okie dokie. And my other hobby is a pint or two and a game of dominoes.
Yeah.
Definitely. I got into poker very serious. But I had a great bad run, didn't I? Mm. And I thought, well, that's it, I'm not bothered.
Like a loads of Bobby too at that. I used to play braggy years ago.
Well, it is a form of brag. But brag, you can cheat at brag, you see, that's the main thing.
Yeah. We used to play blind all the time. And
in poker, you know. That's impossible.
Yeah.
You go pound blind, so next bloke's got a £2 scene.
Yeah.
But you see, I was taught by a guy in the army, I had to cheat at brag.
Uh-huh.
He said, ever you play brag, and it comes to your deal, shuffle them.
Mm-hmm.
And they always say you don't shuffle at brag. Mm-hmm. And the reason you don't shuffle at brag is because you can set the cards.
Oh, yeah.
And if there's a certain number of players playing,
yeah.
When there's a certain player's deal, you can get dealt three aces. If you set the cards. He says, no matter what hand you've got, when it's his deal, fold.
Yeah.
Don't play. Pick the cards up as they're going. set them, put them in, and then when it's that guy's deal, you have made sure that you get three aces, then you can go guilt band, scene, don't go blind, those twig on.
Yeah.
And if somebody goes blind, all right, then you've got it.
You like telly at all?
Like what?
Are you telly watching much?
Telly? I like period dramas, that sort of thing. Football, cookery, obviously cookery programmes.
There's plenty of them on now, isn't there?
Oh, aye. James Martin's brilliant. I mean, I'm a big Keith Floyd fan, I was. Absolutely. What I could do with mussels and crab and oysters and... Marvellous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We try different stuff, a lot of different stuff, do you? The experiment.
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
Did last night, didn't we? The experiment. I can make, you know, a packet of that rice, I can make that the most enjoyable meal you've ever had. Honestly. That's just ordinary rice.
Yeah.
I can make that into a meal. Can you imagine rice and salmon going together?
No.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Rice and salmon.
That's all right, your cookbook. Trev's cookbook.
Cookbook? Look how many there is down there. We don't even go through them, do we? Don't go through them.
Makes it tough as it goes along.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Honestly, it's unbelievable. They are pulling the wool off your eyes, aren't they? They're pulling the wool off your eyes. When the thing is, the only difficult thing about any cooking is fish.
Yeah.
Fish. You, if you're not careful with fish, you can spoil it. Beef, lamb, chicken, pork. You can do it with it. You can overcook pork, obviously, as soon as you can. Chicken, but we just make sure that they've got plenty of onions and garlic in frying pan before you put anything else in.
You think Selston's better nowadays than when you're alone?
No, definitely not.
What's the main reason? There's no community spirit or...?
Well, there isn't the vandalism in my day that you get today.
Oh, no, no, no.
You don't insult your elders today like they did in my day. It was Mr. Smith, Mr. Brown, Mr. Oh. You didn't call them by the first name at all. You had to show respect to your elders. And nowadays, they don't. I mean, my nickname is Dad. And if I go in that pub, a lot of young ones go in that pub. And they say, I ain't going down, I'm all right, me do. You know, yeah. There's some nice youngsters go in that pub. But there's other youngsters, you have to steer clear of them. Yeah, they're vicious. No respect for the elderly at all.
Oh, no.
The other thing is burglary. Pitching cars. There was never any of that in my day.
No, no, no.
You could go out for a week and leave your door unlocked so your neighbour could go in.
Trouble is, you get off light though, don't you?
Get off light, you've never known no like it.
You know. It's not, no, I mean, same at school, there's no punishment really, because they don't do anything.
My God, we had a bloke at school called Flynn. If you were 10 minutes late for assembly in the morning, I got belt across the backside.
Well, I remember Des Flynn.
Yeah.
Big chap, he was.
He was a big chap.
Yeah.
Big rugby fan, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Die Flynn.
Yeah.
Brilliant teacher, mind you.
You probably had about the same teachers as me, a lot of them.
Well, how old are you?
77.
Well, you're 3 years older than me.
Yeah. I mean, teachers tended in them days to stop at the same school, didn't they?
Well, yeah. You went to Matthew Allen, did you?
Ah, yeah.
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 No, Dyflin, Parkin, Simpson.
Ah, Parkin, yeah.
Johnny Edge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sherrod.
I think Edge was headmaster.
He was. Johnny Edge was headmaster, yeah.
Remember Sherrod? Was he one with one leg?
He had polio, didn't he? And he walked with a walking stick. Big cricket fan, wasn't he?
I can remember him walking, limping.
And he used to do maths, but we always used to finish up talking cricket.
Yeah.
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 You know what I mean? Where's Shilly Mid on? You know, where's like. I don't know.
Yeah.
Didn't know them the positions at all. Oh, I'm at Sherrod. Yeah.
Thank you, Trev.
Got it, Dad?
Yes, thanks.
Are you happy with that?
Quite, yeah.